Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, April 19th, 2017. I'm Andrea Daniel, and today my guest is Marcus Allen Weldon, entrepreneur, community activist, and now an author who is a voice for young African-American men. His debut book is The Santa Shooter. Marcus Allen Weldon uses his story to help young men think through exactly what they want for their lives and how to avoid certain experiences within the justice system. He is a sought-after speaker for students, community youth groups, and self-defense groups. Just a few years ago, Marcus had gained full custody of his six-year-old daughter. He participated on the Detroit Mayor's Recreational Advisory Board. He was in school, mentoring young men, and teaching kids hands-on applications of skilled trades. He was earning respect in the community and being the responsible citizen he thought every young African-American man should be. But 5 days before Christmas, all that changed. After a long night working at a Christmas party, he and a friend had an encounter that changed his life completely. All of a sudden, his life became a hot story in Detroit news media. Everything he'd worked for up to that point was in jeopardy. And I want to welcome Marcus Allen Weldon to Michigan Literary Network Radio. Hello, Marcus. Hello, is this Marcus? Hello, can you hear me? All right, I guess we do not have Marcus Allen Weldon with us. But he did warn me that he may not be able to make it because he had an unfortunate event that he was just dealing with, and he was stuck in traffic and had some things to take care of. So we are going to go to a quick break and see if we get Marcus on the line.
You're listening to the Michigan Literary Network radio show hosted by Motown Writers Network. Thank you for joining us. Motown Writers connects writers to their literary goals and readers to Michigan authors. For writers, we have workshops, conferences, networking opportunities, marketing, and promotions, plus resources available online and offline. We invite writers of all stages to our free writers discussions meetings held every second Saturday except in November at the Barnes & Nobles on Wayne State University campus from 10 a.m. to noon. For readers, we provide literary entertainment, book news, and giveaways online and offline. Check out our website for more information at MotownWriters.com. The Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers annual events offline include the Essence of Motown Literary Conference and Jam, held every second Saturday in November. Also, our literary meet and greet is held in August of every year. Along with that, we have a book club mix and mingle in October. At these events, we invite readers and writers to come together to celebrate the written word, and at most events, they are free to readers. If you're interested in being a guest on our radio show, advertising with us, or promoting your literary project or service, please visit us at MotownWriters.com and click on our contact page for more information. If you're interested in hosting your own show with the Michigan Literary Network, please submit your show proposals to MotownWriters@Yahoo.com. Please share our information with other readers and writers, and we hope you help us continue to strengthen the literary network in Michigan and increase literacy in the Metro Detroit community. For more information, please visit our website at www.MichiganLiteraryNetwork.com.
All right, we are back with Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, April 19th, 2017, and I am Andrea Daniel, and Marcus Allen Weldon will not be joining us today. So sorry about that for those of you who tuned in to hear my interview with him, but I will reschedule and will let everybody know when Marcus will actually be on the show with us. So what we're going to do today, it's going to be a short show. I've decided that I will do just a rundown of events happening in the Detroit area, so that if there's anything anybody hears on the air and you think you want to make it to, then you can definitely do that. And anything I mention over the air, you can find out about more about it on Facebook. So the first thing I've got is happening tonight, April 19th, there is a book launch for Body Horror by Ann Elizabeth Moore at Page's Bookshop. That happens tonight from 6 to 8. I get off the air at 6, so if you're listening still, like I said, we're going to end early, so you can still make it over there to Page's Bookshop for that book launch. And Page's is located at 19560 Grand River in Detroit. On Thursday, that is tomorrow, April 20th at 8 p.m., there is the Open Mind Mic Series hosted by Poet Peace and comedian Jay Bell at They Say at 267 Joseph Campbell. There will be a live band, poetry, comedy, and the featured act for that night is Big Fizz. And I forgot to get the, I didn't get the address for They Say, but it is downtown. Oh, it's at 267 Joseph Campbell. I forgot that I actually did read that off. So that is the Open Mind Mic series hosted by Poet Peace and comedian Jay Bell. On Friday, the 21st, there is Powder Milk and Other Tales, an evening of performance. And that's something that I am actually going to be doing some poetry at. It's at 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lightbox. That address is 8641 Linwood Street in Detroit. Here's a little bit of background about that event. Visiting Spanish performance artist Alba Sato will share her work at Powder Milk in a multidisciplinary evening of performance. And I will be there. Andrea Daniel will be reading some new poems that have never been spoken before out in public, so we'll see how that goes. There's also going to be in performance spoken word performer Rashawn Sun Foster. She'll lull us with her beauty and her words and do some meditation with us. And there is movement and music trio Legs, who is Rachel Harbert, Ben Willis, and Jonathan Taylor. They'll weave their improvisatory magic throughout the space. So the doors open at 7:30, performance is at 8, and there's a sliding scale donation of $5 to $10. Hope to see you all out there. And on Sunday, April 23rd at 4 p.m., there is a book author talk with Joel Berg featuring his book, America, We Need to Talk. That's at Source Booksellers at 4240 Cass Avenue. And moving a little bit ahead in the week, next week on April 26th is Detroit, The Dream Is Now book signing launch and panel discussion. That is Wednesday the 26th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the George and Namdi Center for Contemporary Art, and that is at 52 East Forest Avenue in Detroit, Michigan. And as I mentioned, this is a shorty of a show because our guest, Marcus Allen Weldon, could not be with us. He had an emergency that he had to tend to, so we do apologize for anybody who tuned in to hear my interview with Marcus, but I will be rescheduling him, and when he is rescheduled, I will let everybody know about that. So thank you for listening in to Michigan Literary Network Radio and this shorty of a show. And remember to stay connected with Michigan's literary community through the Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers Network at www.motownwriters.com. And you can find us on Facebook. And I can tell you about next week's show. Next Wednesday, the 26th, please be sure to tune in to Michigan Literary Network Radio on blogtalkradio.com next Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 to hear more literary good stuff as we close out National Poetry Month with a live on-air open mic session. I've got several Michigan-based poets lined up to read their poems for the entire show, so tune in because I have a feeling it's going to be extra specially good. So this has been Andrea Daniel for this shorty of a show on Michigan Literary Network Radio. Thank you so much for listening in. I do appreciate you for being there. Have a good rest of your day, a good rest of your week, and live a good story. And if you're so inclined, write about it. And as I said, if you heard anything that I talked about as far as events going on the rest of this week and into next week, if you heard anything that interests you, you can find all the information at the different venues on Facebook. So again, thank you for tuning in, and I appreciate you. And I will be back here next Wednesday, and I hope you will too. Good night.